This is the fourth Sunday of Lent, Cycle B. Our first reading is from 2 Chronicles 36, verses 14 through 16 and 19 through 23.
This is a powerful story that we're reading here today, and it's really talking about what happens when you don't really listen to what the Lord is calling you. For years, Israel has been in rebellion, Jeremiah has been calling for them to repent, to change and repent. They totally ignored him. And the Lord kept for all years restoring people, trying to forgive them, restoring them. And we talk so much about God's love, but we also need to remember God is just. And then finally, they came to a long point. And this Chronicles, really means it's a recitation of events that happened. But this really came about when traditional values seem to be more a part of history than their present days. The people were committing sin. The people were becoming evil. They were laughing at what was once restrictions, once disciplines of their church. Maybe also to reflect on the actions today in our own country, when God's remedy may no longer be possible.
Yes, the people, it was the princes of Judah and the priests and the people, and they were just practicing all kinds of abominations and polluting the Lord's temple. And we talked about last week about the temple being the temple of the Holy Spirit, our bodies being the temples of the Holy Spirit. So, you know, we can stop and think and stop and consider, although they were talking about the temple here at the time and them desecrating the temple, we do the same thing even today to our own bodies when we pollute them with drugs or whatever. And so we do that to our own flesh. And early and often, the Lord would send messengers to people, because we have such a compassionate, merciful God that even in that time, he would send, no matter what they were doing, he would send people to warn them and to talk to them. But the people just kept mocking the messengers of God and despising the warnings. They just ignored it. And they wanted to do what they wanted to do. It reminds you of the original sin of pride, you know, doing what I want to do kind of thing. And so they mock those who are in charge. And we can even take that today for the church. Many people mock the teachings of the church and are doing the same thing, because this is where we learn to walk under God's headship, is learning to walk under the church's teachings. And so we have a compassionate God that always gives us a way out, gives us something. So he sends people to us all the time to help us. And if we get angry and rebel against them, the same thing will happen to us that happened to these people in this reading.
That's right, Marie. You mentioned a very powerful word, rebellion. The mother of all sins is pride. And one of its most prominent children is the child of rebellion. This was a nation that was in flat-out rebellion. It was against its God. It was against his discipline, its authority. And it went on and did its own thing. And God kept this warning up almost about 23 years, and then finally God reached a point where his wrath entered into, and then the day of judgment, it was no longer, now is time for God's not mercy, but now is time for God's justice. And he brought it down real hard, and he brought it through a pagan king, Nebuchadnezzar. That king brought all this violence into the country and just totally put it into a stranglehold and took all its leaders off into a foreign land. And this is what we call this whole 70 years. And that's how long they're in captivity, for 70 years. And it's important to remember, this was predicted by the prophet Jeremiah way back in, close to so many years before that, 20 or so years. So the people knew what was being proclaimed, but they didn't believe it. And doesn't that sound kind of familiar today? We hear the lonely voice cry out in the desert, call for a return today for spirituality, for morality. We hear the call to try out today to protect the family, protect the marriage. And then next press we hear society saying, let's destroy the family, let's make it a same-sex family, bring all the abominations of the nations together. We see all this happening today. It's like history is being rewrote. How long will it be before the prophecy of Jeremiah is once again comes into passage and America falls the same way? How long?
That's right. God's anger, you know, he reaches a point where all of a sudden he allows the things to happen in our lives that just like these, their enemies took over and just burnt the house of God and tore down the walls of Jerusalem and set all the palaces afire. So then the destruction comes. And it tells us all this was to fulfill the word of the Lord spoken by Jeremiah. And that word was, until the land has retrieved its lost Sabbaths, during all the time it lies waste, it shall have rest, while 70 years are fulfilled. In the Catechism of the Catholic Church, section 2172 says, God's action is the model for human action. If God rested and was refreshed on the seventh day, man too ought to rest and should let others, especially the poor, be refreshed. The Sabbath brings everyday work to a halt and provides a respite. It is a day of protest against the servitude of work and the worship of money. That's a powerful message, the worship of money. To work on Sunday is to gain money and have strange gods. Our God is merciful, and like Ken said, he sent, at that time, he worked through a pagan king, Cyrus, the king of Persia, and he, in order to fulfill the word the Lord had spoken to Jeremiah. And so he proclaimed throughout the kingdom, but both by word of mouth and in writing, he said, all the kingdoms of the earth, the Lord, the God of heaven, has given to me, and he has also charged me to build him a house in Jerusalem, which is in Judea. Wherever, therefore, among you belongs to any part of his people, let him go up, and may his God be with him. Isn't that interesting? He uses a pagan to spread his word and to bring his people back together to his loving, God's loving compassion. Even will go to that point of using a pagan to bring his people together.
It's very powerful, Marie, and it's very, very true. And I think it's something that we need to really remember very, very closely, is that we have today, again, I use that term today, we look at all the nations and the countries, we've got all kinds of battles going on in Iraq and Asia and the Mideast, and America is trying to do these things, and yet America has to grab back its spirituality. And we in America have to be there. We have to call back. Bring back God into us. Bring back God into our schools and bring to our government. And bring back God into our churches. And becoming almost like a whole pack of cultural social workers. And this is what he's talking about now, is today. The time is now. The day is today. And the day is today is to confess, to repent, and call upon the mercy of God. His wrath is on its way. His wrath is on the way, but his mercy, which is greater, will come in place and lift the remnant up, and the remnant will guide us back into that land that he has promised us.